Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
To burn, I was born for this. Whip, whip, run me like a racehorse. Pull me like a ripcord. Break me down and build me up. I wanna be
off the SBK Thursday playlist. This is Imagine Dragons. Whatever it takes. All right, let's get to it. Joining us now in the studio, seamless fade. He is the front man, bass guitarist, lead guitarist, rhythm guitarist, percussionist, keyboardist, plays the glockenspiel, the sousaphone, the piccolo, the fife, the cello, the oboe, the bassoon, the contrabassoon, and the kazoo. For whole damn mess, ladies and gentlemen, half of Migs and Swig, it is Don Migs. What's up, buddy? It's good to see you.
Jesus.
Yeah.
I sort of asked for this.
I'm
really tired, and I was like, I want to bail on this.
No.
I knew you wanted to bail because I asked you yesterday if you wanted to come on the show, and I think 30 hours later, you finally got back to me.
Seriously, thanks for making time and coming in, man. That's very nice of you.
Well, you know, I'm a nice guy.
You are. You definitely are. I can say that. You can take a joke, which I really appreciate. You guys are opening up for Candlebox tonight. Yeah. That's got to be a pretty sweet feeling for you.
You know, it's Kevin's a good friend, so there's a part of it where I sincerely was thinking about this. Like, 5:30, I woke up this morning. I'm like, when that dude comes to my house in L.A., I'm the stud he comes walking in on. But when I come to his show, he walks around, and that's Kevin Martin. I mean, they sold 7 million copies of that first record.
Yeah, that was a huge first record. John used to listen to Far Behind to get pumped up to call girls.
Yeah, it shaped me.
What was the bigger song? Was it Far Behind, or was it You?
I think Far Behind was bigger than You. You was good, but You was one of those daytime strip club songs. Like, you know, anytime in a day shift at a strip club, you're going to hear You, and you're going to see an older lady who's probably pregnant dancing to it. Don, you do play so many instruments. And I am so impressed by that because it takes such a skill to be able to do that. Like, I could play the keyboards, I could give you any chord that you want on a keyboard, but the guitar is so foreign to me, and for just the way my stupid fingers work, I there's no way I could have ever grasped it. At what age did you realize, man, I am a virtuoso?
Well, you know, that was very young. No, I've always played music. It's just, it's literally been the thing that has driven me my entire life. Before I could speak, I used to sit in the crib, and now you're going to rip on me for this. And I would literally rock side to side in the crib, and I broke cribs, I broke couches at home. I would be like on the short bus without the short bus, on a bus, rocking back and forth. It just was, music was always my thing.
Yeah.
And my dad and my uncles all play. And the only way you got to hang out with them is if, like, you know, you started doing something.
You jam.
So I played on boxes for a long time, drums, and then they finally let me start playing guitar.
That's awesome. Yeah. And when do you feel like you, like, really got a handle? What age were you when you're like, man, I'm really, really coming to my own here?
Never.
You still have to learn.
I'm really not that good. I'm a hack. That's the truth. I'm a studied hack. I really, really studied the guitar.
Right.
Where, like, this rib goes in more than this one from sitting 12 hours or 14 hours a day playing the guitar. But I was never great.
Right.
You know, I'm left-handed. I play right-handed. I've never been a great singer. I'm not a great drummer. I'm not great in any of it, but I can sort of fake it enough to be really good.
Yeah.
But when I'm with people who are, like, unbelievable, I'm always like, well, I'm not that, you know.
I got you.
Then I just do more dancing.
That's cool. Is David Bowie a musical genius?
David Bowie, musical genius.
All right.
For sure.
Very good. Had to ask.
Before your band, The Whole Damn Mess, what was the name of your group?
It was Migs. Which I did not name. I did not name that band. Jackass.
But you allowed it.
I allowed it because I'm not stupid. They said, hey, let's call the band Migs. I'm like, that sounds a good name to me. It's hard to get kicked out of Migs because I was kicked out of my previous band, I signed a deal when I was 19 with RCA BMG Records, and I go in to record, and in one room is David Bowie,
right?
In another room is Billy Joel.
Wow.
And we come in. Yeah. No, it was a band called Aim Crier. The night we signed the deal, I get canned from my own band.
Oh.
I get assigned, and they go, "We're going to bring in another singer, but you can play rhythm guitar." I'm like, I taught the guitar player to play, the drummer to play, the bassist to play.
Oh.
So then when someone mentioned, let's name the band Migs, I was like, well, that's job security right there.
They ain't kicking me out of that one. Yeah. They can't kick Jimi Hendrix
tried,
out of
by
Jimi
the
Hendrix experience. Yeah. Seth was telling me all about your beautiful palatial estate and his time there and your chef who cooked him a veggie burger. Did you see Seth scrape the avocado off of the burger that your chef prepared for him, because he does not like avocado, and he was too embarrassed to tell you that.
Well, what was funny about the Seth thing is that he and I, we have a lot in common, which obviously you have issues about.
It's a headache.
But by the way, anyone who actually would prefer a swig over me, I have so many questions about
you. Go ahead.
You.
Go on. Ask away.
You know, I mean, the guy.
Do you golf?
Anybody. Yes.
Oh, all right. Well, yeah. I'm open.
All right. Anybody.
I'm not married to the dude or anything.
Listen, I have a band that's named Migs, which, right, yeah. That's what was the name of the band. We successfully rose to the middle.
Sure.
But he has a license plate that's called Rad Dad.
I know.
You don't give yourself
right.
a license
is
plate
that
says
real?
Rad Dad.
That's true.
That's real.
That is real.
By the
know,
way,
man.
He probably, if you shuffled the kids up, wouldn't be sure who's who.
Oh.
In the age, you know.
Shots
like,
fired at my man Swig.
I'm kidding.
The rad dad license plate is an issue for me. You've attacked me where I are. You're right. I'm open to switching over to Team Migs. Because I will
that
say.
Just that alone.
I know.
So is that like a front plate or is that the real deal vanity plate?
Yeah, that's vanity.
The real.
Yeah. You might think it would say Swig or a Migs and Swig.
What didn't make the cut?
I don't know. That was like the sixth choice, right? Like rad dad. What do you, man. I know. It's
but I'll tell you what. He's done something. That guy has some charm. He married two beautiful women.
Yeah.
He actually, like we're together. He's like, hey, wife number one. And I'm always cringing, like I'm waiting for Nadia to knock him right out or just wake up, get the roofies right out of her and go, what am I doing? My God, I could do better than this.
She probably could. Migs is part of Migs and Swig, heard Saturday mornings on this radio station, 10 until noon.
Well, 11 to 1.
11
to
1.
Close, 10
JoJo has the weekly checkup show with the doctor from 10 to 11, then Migs and Swig from 11
She's
to 1.
She's not getting any checkup. She's just doing the show.
Right.
Is there anything you want to ask Migs about the music video?
No.
Because, I mean, you killed the guy for a solid week about a music video he had very little to do with.
Yeah.
As now that he's standing right
here. It was 1 hour of my time.
Yeah.
Right, sure.
Mo just said, hey, can we use your place? And he was nice enough to let him do it.
The creative conversation between you and Mo, did you say, I would like as much of me as humanly possible in this video? Or?
I asked him why I was going to be in it at all.
Right.
I also asked if he was going to color correct my hair. I said, wait a minute, tell me why this girl would be having any issue. She's like 16.
Right.
I'm 114. That's not going to happen. Like, what are we doing here? There's no reason for this. But I'll tell you something. I love Mo. His enthusiasm.
Me too.
The dude he's
solid.
Always trying to do something better.
Yeah. So. Yeah. He is. He is mover and a shaker. And
he
we
took
back
out the juggling scene though.
I would love to have seen that.
What did you think about the music video? Were you a fan of it?
I honestly don't even watch my own videos. I don't care enough. But I thought it was good. I thought what he did was fine.
You didn't watch it?
I did see it.
There's a lot
time.
Of you in it.
All right.
a lot of you and a lot of Haley J.
I love what he did.
Yeah, no, he did something. And he gave us content, which is the most important thing. He gave us something to make fun of. And honestly,
I'm interrupting.
Yeah,
did you see my three videos that came out for the new album?
Did I ever?
No, you did not. You're such a liar.
Amazing videos.
I'm not in any of them.
Whole Damn Mess has videos without you? All right, let's check this out.
All three of them.
All right.
What are they overcorrecting now?
No, I don't want to be in the video. Nobody wants to see me in the video.
Is that We Don't Need a Reason?
That's one.
Okay.
Then there's
Anywhere Without?
That's two.
All right.
And then We Were. And I think it starts with, I don't know what it starts with. You don't need to, whatever.
Oh, no, I really want to hear his.
No, what are you going to hear? It's the same thing you've already played. It's just music.
Anywhere Without You.
It's going to take you 36 minutes.
What did you tell Migs it sounded like before, his band?
Oh, Soul Asylum. I found the single that we played, We Don't Need a Reason, that's this one, to be a bit Soul Asylum-esque in the beginning. Like
really?
I love Soul Asylum.
I get that. That's a good...
Not this version, but this one right here that's on
you're like, Dan, we'll
Spotify. I really found it to be Soul Asylum-esque. Like a little Dave Perner-ish.
Yeah. It's sort of like 90s.
Yeah.
90s meets 70s.
Yeah.
If the National or someone like that were doing it. You don't know who that is.
Migs, let me ask you a question because you're a true
yes,
artist.
Yes, these are real.
I told you this guy works out. We talked about this on the show yesterday. There's a lot of comedians and groups that are trying to get together to ban cell phones at their concerts and at their shows. They want people to live in the moment. They want to tell us what we're allowed to do with our phones. Where do you stand on that? Are you okay with people taking pictures of you and tagging you as you're performing?
Well, that's not my business. Like, honestly, mind your own business. Like, if we're not in control of anything, right? You just get to control you, and the rest of the world does what they want. I don't care what people do. I mean, what I'll do for a joke, if someone is on their phone, I'll say something while I'm on stage, or I'll say, give me that phone, and I'll take it, and I'll just take some pictures and give it back, but I don't care about anything else.
Oh, man, take my phone and take some pictures.
Last night, I took some girls, and she at first was like, what are you doing? I just did a bunch of things, and then we're friends for life.
There you go.
How quickly do you sanitize after you shake a fan's hand? I mean, do you have it on you? Because I know you can't do it right in front of them. They get offended. What do you go behind the stage and do it? This is very important for the people to know, Migs.
Can I tell you that I used to have someone on tour who she had so much stuff on her that I would be like, oh, this is great. You'd be hugging. And she was always behind, like, the merch counter. And I would just reach over. There'd be a whole mess of stuff going on. But I've gotten better about it. You just can't touch your face.
Yeah.
You just can't touch your face.
I get that.
And then you get into the bathroom, and then you do your thing, and you walk out. The only problem is getting out of the bathroom.
Right.
Someone's got to hold the
door. Yeah, you got to have a plan.
You know, I used to wait for someone to come into the bathroom for me to leave.
Oh, yeah. Stand there, like, outside.
I'd be like this.
Please.
Especially if you only had the blower thing. I'm like, now I'm stuck.
But then you're standing in the filthiest place.
Yeah,
but I'm not touching anything.
But you're breathing it.
There's germs.
No, I don't breathe. I can hold my breath for quite a long time.
Don Migs is in the studio with us. He's not just part of Migs and Swig, heard on the weekends here on 102.5 The Bone. He and his band, Whole Damn Mess, are opening up for Candlebox tonight at Janus. You should definitely go to this show.
Do you feel like because you've had him in the studio now and you've talked to him for a few minutes that you're not going to make fun of him as much as you did before?
No, even more so now because now, I mean, I already liked the guy. Now I really like the guy, which means I'm going to make fun of him even more because, I mean, that's what we do as guys, right? We knock each other's in the dirt.
No, I prefer hugs.
Oh. Yeah. Hugs, you know? Love, not shove. Is that what you're telling
love
me?
Not shove.
All right, fine. No more making fun of Migs then. By the way, and I looked this up because Migs, the band, has a Wikipedia page. You guys may be impressed by this fact.
Oh, jeez.
Ready for this?
I've never seen our Wikipedia page.
Well, I'm going to ask you a trivia question then, if that is true, what you just told me.
I am telling you the truth.
Migs, the band, not you. Migs, the band, embarked upon their first national tour in the year 2005, opening for what four musical acts, sir? What four musical acts did your band Migs open up for in 2005? There were four bands on that tour.
Was that the Cake Tour?
That was. That's one of the bands.
And the
Cake, it's a fine band. Who else was?
Gomez.
Okay.
Oh, am I right?
Oh, I see. These must be separate tours. Then there were four separate.
No, four on this tour. It was the Virgin something tour, and it was Kate
that's
Gomez,
right. Nope.
Robbers on no,
mm-mm, mm-mm.
Robbers on High Street.
Well, I mean, they could be wrong here. These are four major acts, like one of the most revered rock and roll acts of all time is on this list from Boston.
Led Zeppelin. I don't remember that one.
That revered, but almost. Aerosmith. It says.
Oh, dude, that was fun.
Aerosmith, Lifehouse, and John and Seth will love this one. Kid Rock.
Really?
What?
You opened for Kid Rock?
Mm-hmm. You know Bob?
I met Bob. I actually know the guy who signed him very well. We had him call in the show, Jason Flom, a couple weeks ago. I met him very briefly, and he was very, very kind. And I didn't get to meet Steven Tyler until, I'm ready for the drop now?
Yeah.
Until I was just in Hawaii with Mick Fleetwood, and we were with Steven Tyler.
What?
That was right after... Right here, I can show you.
So you know Mick Fleetwood pretty well.
Actually, we just were texting outside. Here's a text. Mick Fleetwood right here. What does he say right there? I'm sorry.
He says, don't stop thinking about tomorrow.
What does he actually say right here about Don? What does he say? You're a what?
You're a pro.
Thank you.
Whoa, a pro.
It's a pro.
Is it true that you wrote some music in hopes that it would land in Stevie Nicks' hands?
Yes, and actually, am I on?
Yeah.
He and I actually wrote together a little bit about a couple weeks ago.
You got to write with Mick Fleetwood.
Surreal. Freaking surreal. I'm an idiot from Bayshore, Long Island. I could barely tie my shoes, and I'm writing with Mick Fleetwood.
What a life, huh?
It does not suck.
That's great, man. I'm happy for you.
You don't seem like you.
I am.
It's okay.
Just in my world, I have to be either Team Swig or Team Migs, and I was full on Team Swig's aside, but Swiggy and I haven't golfed in a couple of weeks. You're very affable, very fascinating and talented gentleman.
I'm none of those.
You are all of those things. And you seem to suffer from an insecurity complex, much like myself, that allows you to make fun of yourself.
The only thing bigger than my insecurity is my ego, right?
Okay, we're
actually,
cut from the same cloth.
It's opposite for me, which is the unfortunate part.
Same.
And if it was the other way, I would be way further ahead.
Well, I think you've done quite pretty well for yourself. You have a beautiful wife. You have an awesome band. You're doing well. And a weekend show right here on 102.5 The Bone, which
listen.
Nothing to sneeze at. I love it. I think JoJo does a fantastic
JoJo's
job.
A star.
She's the greatest.
Out and out. When I'm telling you, the day I called JoJo, she still has the voicemail, and I said, "You are a star. You should be on radio." When I was doing AM, I said, "I don't want to do it alone because no one. I'm not good at this. I'm okay at best, but I can spot the talent." And I knew that she had it.
Yeah.
And whoever is going to be with her, we were really just fodder for her to have a bigger platform.
She is a big presence.
She is.
I don't mean a big presence. Did somebody have something over here? Didn't say.
Oh yeah, Mr. Migs. I've got a question.
Calm down, please.
Donnie.
Stay with Mr.
Calm
Migs.
Down.
Okay, Mr. Migs. I'm very intrigued with the visit that you had with Seth Kush at your home, and he told me specifically about you pulling out some very important guitar from Jimi Hendrix. What did Seth do to the guitar once you showed it to him?
Well, he wouldn't touch it. It looked like filth and muck all over it. But no, I don't even remember. Did you take a picture with it?
No. You took out the guitar and then you were like, you're holding it close, and then you smelled it, and then you handed it to me, and I wasn't sure what to do, so I smelled it as well.
Of course.
I don't know what I was smelling it for.
To me, you're smelling like there's such history. I think like books, guitars. I write in every book when I'm done reading, I write my name, I write where I finished the book, the year, and I think that these things have a life that live well beyond us, right? So these guitars, they have such history and life. And this is freaking Jimi Hendrix. I meant to show you the Eddie Vedder?
Yeah, you did.
The broken one?
No, not that one.
Shoot.
A broken time. Eddie Vedder guitar.
He gave it to me in Tampa. We were at the, my beautiful wife who's right here, Lisa DiBartolo.
Hi, Lisa.
Thanks. We were big fans and friends with him, and we went and we were at soundcheck, and Mike borrowed my Jimi Hendrix guitar to play for the show the last time they were here, and I got on stage with him when he did Star Spangled Banner. I have it on video of it. It's just surreal. Sick surreal. But after the show, Eddie said, "I owe you a guitar. How do you like your guitars?" He wrote me a note like we were in high school, like in pre-K. How do you like your guitars, broken or whole? And I said, whole. And then during the show, he keeps looking over at me, and just Lisa and I are standing on the side. And he keeps looking, and Lisa's like pinching. We're having a great time. Now, it's hard to make my wife be excited about anything. She's seen everything, right?
Right.
So at this point, he's throwing the guitar up in the air, and I didn't realize this was the guitar. He starts smashing it and then puts the guitar all in a pile. The show's over. We're waiting for him backstage, and his tech comes over and says, "Hey, dude, Eddie said don't open this." They did this with this guitar. And then they did Little Wing right after.
No way.
Opens the guitar case. He said, "Don't open the guitar standing up." I open it. It's the guitar completely put back together, but broken.
Wow.
With another note in it that said, "Don." And by the way, whose guitar was it? It was one of Pete Townsend guitars.
What?
Freaking crazy. He writes a note that says, "Don, this guitar's had a good life, but I'm going to break it in a little while. It'll be so much fun." Unbelievable. How
it's
about
pretty insane. That?
And then the very last thing he says, this is the most surreal. Show's over. He's thanking everyone. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And then he goes, "And thanks, Don Migs. Thanks, Don Migs." My wife is squeezing me like, holy crap, did he just say that? So if you listen to where they do bootleg
a lot of
Pearl
them.
Jam,
yeah.
You hear me when they do Tampa.
That's your most notable credit as far as I'm concerned.
I could have died right after that as long as Lisa and the kids came with me.
He put together one of the most amazing solo live shows I've ever seen in my entire life at the Ruth Eckerd. A great room
we
to see
together.
Him. What a show. What?
With him and the guitar.
Yeah.
He mentioned me during that show because he played the George Harrison guitar, and he said, "A friend of mine just gave me this, and he's right. He's here. Go speak to him." And that was us.
What a show.
It was unbelievable. He's, by the way, that's what a rock star is supposed to be like. He's the kindest, most like attentive man you'll ever be. If you're
good
in a room with him, you're going to be like, That's my best friend.
Right.
He thinks I'm his best friend. and then he'll go to the next person, and that person will say the same thing.
That's how that's how I feel when I'm around you, Migs.
That's what I feel you when I'm around you.
Oh, you guys give each other that Eddie Vedder feeling.
Migs, I've heard rumblings from my inside sources that you host a weekly happy hour at your estate.
It's a house.
I was going to ask, what's it take for a guy to get an invite?
Yeah. All you have to do is 4:30 on Fridays. And by the way, this isn't to everybody else. This is for people. You guys, none of you guys can come, so this is perfect. No, we go till probably like 8 o'clock, sometimes 9 it goes till.
Would you let us broadcast our show from a happy hour at your house?
That would be...
Lisa said yes.
That would be fun to do. You want to come do it, you're welcome to do it.
How great would that be to do a show at Migs, and then we get all wasted and we sleep over at the Migs place.
We can smell the guitars.
And while he's sleeping, we go and we smell each guitar.
We have a guy that stands over you while you sleep, though, just to make sure.
Oh, no.
We don't want that stuff happening.
Oh, that's Reggie. Reggie watches you while you sleep.
Someone's getting killed.
Oh, we also have tickets to give away for the show tonight. A pair of tickets. Yeah, they're going to, if they want to give them away here, we'll leave the name at Will Call.
All right. Well, if you want to go see Candlebox, but more importantly, Whole Damn Mess, tonight at Janice, by all means, 727-579-1025. Make sure you check out Migs and Swig every Saturday morning right here on 102.5 The Bone, preceded by JoJo and the Doctor's Checkup Show. That's 10 to 11. Their show is 11 to 1. Don, you're a hell of a guy, man. You take
Thank
a good ribbing.
Much.
I love that about you. You're very talented in all sincerity. You're a good dude. And I'm very, very happy for the path that you've traveled so far, and I look forward to seeing where it takes you, man.
Thank you guys very much. Yeah. I appreciate it. I think I'm going to hug him again.
Before the hug, where on the Migs and Swig's power ranking?
Yeah.
No,
where's
Swig
right now?
Swig. I love Swig. You got to love him.
Let me just give me a second. Here,
here it comes.
All right. With Mr. Swig.
Is there a pro and con? Give me the pros and cons.
Okay. I have, thanks to him, I have played Old Memorial and Avila for free. Mm-hmm. That's big.
We can get you on Pebble Beach free. But I mean, whatever.
All right. That's what I like to hear.
Go big.
Migs.
You can play with Jerry Rice.
All right.
Actually, he could do that too.
Swig got me down to sit at the NHL All-Star game. John and I were stuck in the upper level, and Swiggy said, hey, we're right here at Center Ice. Come down and join us. I get the feeling you would do the same for me.
I'd let you play the game.
Okay. And where is Swig, by the way? But like, I feel like if he's competing for my heart, he should have at least
be on the phone.
Be on the phone.
He should
if
be
not
on the
here,
phone, something.
If I'm Swig right now and I want to vie for Drew Garabo's friendship, I'd be busting through that door.
No,
he's got a pass.
He's red dating it.
Who knows what he's doing?
He's looking for his kids.
Yeah, he's trying to figure out which one of you.
He's rad dad. He's sitting there looking at all his children.
He's coming to the show tonight
with
my nephew, and I can't wait for him to see the show.
I would say before this, Swig was a distant number one. It wasn't even a race.
Wow. I'll bet you $100 he calls, by the way.
We'll see. Yeah, if he calls, then there's still something to talk about. But if he doesn't call, I'm Team Migs.
There you go.
Yeah, I mean, he's a hell of a guy. What can I say?
Told you.
Hell of a guy.
There you go.
Well, thank you for being here, Don.
Well, I've done what I've needed to do then here.
Thank you. You definitely have. You've already won me over. And I'd love to sit down and talk music with you sometime, because I'm very passionate about it myself, and I think we'd have a good conversation.
I didn't realize you were as passionate. I thought it was more like, well, I love the Beastie Boys. I love a certain thing. But for me, by the way, that whole Beastie Boy thing, I love it, but I'm more of a Tupac dude.
Okay, I respect that. Yeah, no, I respect the greats. Tupac's great, Biggie's great.
I said that when he walked in. I was like, Pac.
The Beastie Boys resonated with me because I was a young bratty kid when they were young bratty kids.
Long Island.
Yeah, exactly. And our evolution has taken us. They became a bit spiritual at the same time I did. And so we walked similar paths. So that's why they've always resonated with me. But my love for music goes from Sonic Youth to Husker Du to old,
really?
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah. Like
Replacements.
I love them. One of the best bands from Minneapolis. I love all that old new wave. I was a nerd for The Smiths, The Cure, New Order, Depeche Mode, etc. So I think we could sit down and have a great conversation about some music.
There we go.
All right,
then you know what? We'll feed you too.
Oh,
we don't really have a chef, but you know, Lisa whips up a great mac and cheese.
Swig who? He better have texted me right now. If that's not a text,
he did. It is. It is. Yeah, it's from him.
Okay. Guarantee. He's come on.
You know what Migs does? He doesn't eat the bun on the veggie burger, so he saves room for cake right afterwards.
you give sexy. Every secret away, but I can't eat it all because I'm not getting. This is the fattest I've ever been in my life. Oh, I'd like to not be any fatter.
You look great.
What are you? What are you talking about?
Yeah, you look great, dude.
Well,
stop it.
I appreciate all that.
Take that shirt
I don't
off.
Say that. Yeah.
Come on, let's see what you're working with.
There's no, not a chance. My wife doesn't even see that. put a blindfold on and the lights go out.
I think we will
you
hear
said
from
she was
Swig.
Hard impressed.
Swig said, I don't want to steal Don's thunder. So I think we will hear from
Swig. Of course you will. He'll wait for me to leave.
I've created discord in their relationship. thank you, though. We appreciate it very much, Don. Lisa, have a great time tonight opening up for Candlebox. Go see Whole Damn Mess. We're going to give away a pair of tickets right now, and they're playing at Janice tonight. And Drew Garabo Live will return with an It's Okay, It's Not Okay. Oh, my God. Those sailing simpletons are back in the news. Those morons who tried to sail around the world and got an hour into their trip.
I hope they got a new boat.
I have an update for you that you're not going to like next.
It's Drew Garabo Live on 102.5 The Bone. What is real, raw radio? It's Tampa's home for 24/7 talk every day on 102.5 The Bone. Traffic update.
Brought to you by Extra Dents and Pearl Scan or Thermometer. Northbound 275 at Ashley Drive, an accident in the clearing stages. Still some onlooker delays. Also a wreck westbound Brandon Boulevard that's at Providence Road with two lanes blocked. Outsmart the flu, the Extra Dent Temporal Scanner is the number one thermometer preferred by pediatricians. Smart technology backed by over 70 clinical studies. Protect your family. Rely on Exergen.com. I'm Monica from the Safe Touch Security Traffic Center.
Being injured in an auto accident is stressful for you and your family. Don't stress. Call Hess. Hess Spinal and Medical Centers provide the best medical care. 16 area locations. 1-800-618-HESS. Don't stress. Call Hess. 1-800-618-HESS. Sal Espanol.
Florida, it's time to rise up once again. Reggae Rise Up Music Festival returns to Vinoy Park this year for 3 days of good vibes and amazing music. March 16th through the 18th, featuring Revolution, Damian Marley, Soja, Modest Yahoo, Tribal Seeds, and more. Tickets and full lineup now available at ReggaeRiseUpFlorida.com. Don't miss out on the reggae event of the year. Reggae Rise Up, March 16th, 17th, and 18th. Don't wait. Rise up.
When it comes to dealing with unexpected expenses, a smart decision is an informed decision.
See if an Amscot Cash Advance is right for you. Click Get Started at Amscot.com. Amscot, up to $500 fast with no credit checks. Some restrictions apply.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.